Dutch gaming operator to close 23 casinos due to tax hikes. JVH Gaming and Entertainment has announced plans to close 23 of its 87 physical locations. The company explained that the primary reason is an upcoming tax increase, with at least 30% of its venues no longer sustainable. Additional pressures include rising costs of living, higher interest rates, energy expenses, and mandated wage increases. Half of Flash Casino venues to close. The closures are expected to hit Flash Casino especially hard, with half of its locations likely shutting down, while Flamingo Casino's brick-and-mortar operations will be entirely phased out. Quote, "We are still speaking with the relevant employees, and we would like to conduct personal conversations first before we make any announcements regarding this. This is why we unfortunately cannot provide any numbers as of yet." Spokesperson, JVH Gaming and Entertainment. The exact number of affected jobs has yet to be disclosed. However, JVH Gaming is not alone in making significant cuts. Janssen Honrath's group, another prominent operator, recently announced plans to reduce its workforce by 20%, removing 100 of its 500 positions after consecutive years of financial losses. In October, Holland Casino Group also revealed it would be closing its Zandvoort branch, further demonstrating the challenging environment facing Dutch gambling operators. Rising taxes and online trends changing Dutch gambling landscape. The legalization of online gambling has changed player habits and attracted players away from physical venues. Declining foot traffic in casinos, combined with a phased increase in gambling taxes set to reach 37.8% by 2026, has exacerbated the strain on operators. Critics argue that steep tax hikes may inadvertently harm the regulated gambling market and give an advantage to illegal operators who don't pay taxes. These unregulated platforms continue to undermine the efforts of licensed businesses to remain competitive. To address this, a new website in the Netherlands is encouraging the public to help identify illegal gambling operations. Authorities hope to use this information to take action against unregulated activities.